How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Financial Focus with Leo Lydon. Weekday mornings 8 to 9 on WBNW, 1120 AM and 102.9 FM. The Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good morning. As we begin another day, I hope it's another good one for you. And I've got a busy show for you, so let me immediately get into our beginning here and introduce our opening guest. His name is Frank Maresca. He's a college graduate who was honorably discharged after spending 3 years in the service during World War II. And first of all, thank you very much for your service, Frank. After 40 years of service, he retired and joined a veterans chapter and was awarded the Legion of Honor by France, which is the highest honor bestowed by the French government, with the title Chevalier. Besides his military background, he's spending time writing analytical reports, spoken with high school students about World War II, The Greatest Generation, and freedom. He's going to talk about his book, 60 Years Return to the Battle of the Bulge. And it's published by Zeta, Z-E-T-A, published by Zeta Publishing. Welcome. It's so nice to have you on.
You are. Thank you.
First of all, let me just mention that the Battle of the Bulge was the last major German offensive campaign on the Western Front during World War II. Why did you wait so long to write the book, and what was the intent of doing it now?
One day my wife approached me and says, "What do you say we go to Niagara Falls?" Just like that. And I said, that might be a bad idea. All right, so we'll go. And lo and behold, what should be happening there? 75th Infantry Division is having a reunion at Niagara Falls. So I wandered amongst the guests, and I recognized some of the fellows and became friends with them, reestablished my friendship with them, and got talking. And the three of them impressed upon me, "Why don't you write a book? Your memories are very sharp, and what you know would be a tremendous interest to people that would read it." So slowly but surely, the first thing I did, I decided they gave me a picture of the company, and I looked at it. The faces were familiar, but the names were hazy, and I slowly identified their names, and I made an effort to try to identify the entire company. And when I finished, told them about it in the subsequent reunion, they insisted on definitely that I should sit down and write a book about the 75th. And that's what I did. I sat down meticulously, began writing the events, from the basic training all the way up to the time that I got discharged. to make this rather short, when I began to write the book, I began to realize most people wouldn't want to hear about the basic training. Everybody knows about that. So I got into the business of picking up the tail from the time that I left Fort George G. Meade in Maryland to trip to Texas. And that's it. That's how I began.
Well, it's quite a story. How do you describe the Battle of the Bulge from your personal perspective in regards to the other most important battles we've had in American history? It was a different time, and yet this was a definitive moment. It was a watershed moment.
For Germany, it was. It caught all those fights from the surprise. We were in the boxcars, and we were moving up, we were stopped at the Holland-Belgian border, just outside of Maastricht, I think that's the way they pronounce it, and there were British officers along the rail, so we jumped down and began talking to them, and to our surprise, they told us the Germans had just crossed the border last night, and we were on the invasion path in the southern Germany, better known as the Ardennes. And we immediately caught on to what they were going to do. They were going to swing in and then swing up, and then swinging up would head towards Antwerp, and they would cut the British off from the Americans and possibly sue us for peace or something like that.
Frank, I'm not even sure how to word this. What was that experience like? We've seen, Private Ryan and so many of these other unimaginable events. To think that you're a person who's being there with your life in danger every minute, and knowing the patriotism that all of you had in what was the greatest generation. What was the feeling? I mean, can you describe what the feeling was like and what the results of the Battle of the Bulge was?
Well, I'll tell you, but bluntly, I was scared as hell. I suddenly began to realize that for the first time in combat or pre-combat, that I was going to be cut off from my fellows behind me, And now the battle was going to become a hand to hand, and hopefully we were going to be able to survive it till reinforcements came up. That's the way I felt.
I really was about
to face somebody opening the doors of hell.
What was the result in terms of casualties in Battle of the Bulge?
Tremendous for our division. We lost over 60% of our men.
Oh, my goodness.
And our company, we ended up, I think we had about 30 people out of 165.
My goodness. And the Germans, what was the result on the other end?
Phenomenal. They didn't care about life. They just kept throwing in the reserves as fast as they could. So I really don't remember too much about their casualty rate, but I think it was greater than ours.
Well, we see wars where they definitively ended. Now we're looking at Afghanistan, North Korea, Iran. All of these countries. Well, let me eliminate Iran. We haven't had a war with Iran, but wars never seem to end. What would you describe as maybe the distinctive difference, and there are so many of them, between today's battles and Battle of the Bulge and World War II?
Well, if I understand the question correctly, in the beginning, all we had to do was survive, which means we kept retreating, and until finally they told us to stop. Now we're going to go on the offensive, and that took place in January, actually the first week of January. But before that happened, from December 16th to the 31st, it just kept rolling back. And sometimes it was slow and sometimes it was very fast. Sometimes the Germans were behind us, sometimes they were alongside us. It was really something. It's unbelievable. You didn't know who was in the next foxhole, whether it was German or American at times.
Have you got any particular brief stories, because we've only got a couple of minutes, that you might relate to us of a specific incident?
I'll tell you one of them. We kept rolling back, and finally decided we'd stop right here. The ground is high enough, and it could be defensible. So we began to get ready to spread out, and we were about ready to start digging in when all of a sudden shelves start coming in, and they could come in rapidly. We turned around, and we began to run back where we came from, and for a brief 5-6 minutes, shelves came down in rapid succession. You drop a few feet, drop down, get up, run a few feet more, and drop down, and this kept until we got to the roadway. We got to the roadway, just ran as fast as we could. They called us back, and when they called us back, we found out we had our company alone. My 3rd platoon, particularly, which is what my platoon, lost almost all of its men, except 7 fellas, and they were standing in front of them, and we would listen to them talking to us. That's how bad it was.
As we end here, what's been the response on this terrific book, Frank?
What's that?
What's been the response? The feedback you've gotten, real quick.
Staring at the space, not talking to you at all, just mumbling and talking back.
I'm sorry, can I use
any language?
I have to cut you off. We're out of time, but stay on. Thank you very, very much, Frank Maresca. 60 years, return to the Battle of the Bulge.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hello, this is Michael Eisner. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and I'm excited about having talked about my book with him.
They say forever boy and girl, they're just one love in this world, and I know I found my...
All right, welcome back. And the news every day comes out, and I just want to talk about that. Charlie Rose is now up to 13 women complaining, and I don't need to graphically go through some of the things he's done, but it's just amazing to me. I mean, 75 years old. It's amazing how these I started to say perverts. You can pick your own word. They're definitely sexual deviants for forcing themselves on women. I have no objection to some guy who's had 1,000 women and he, you know, it's been consensual every time. They were all overage. I offer them my congratulations. But this is, I mean, this is disgraceful. It's disgusting. And you think about it, and like, I don't know, 98% of us out there are thinking, I mean, I could not do that under any condition. Under any condition. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is going to start coming every day, every day, every day, every day. And if you need some updates on it, watch Sean Hannity. Is this a turning point in our society? It is. But we have to be cautious. Somewhat like over-regulation. You can't over-regulate. There has to be some regulation. But people are going to be coming out of the woodwork. Now, if you're a woman and you weren't sexually molested, you're accusing some big name of doing it. I mean, it's immediately going to draw headlines without corroboration. Or if the gentleman is, and I say it, it's mostly this way because even though this may not satisfy the fantasies of most men out there, the real aggressive parties are males. The real aggressive people are males. You know, males are superior to females in strength. You can go through any psychological dynamic of this you want. And in many of these cases, the issue isn't about sex. It's about power. And I don't know what we're going to be seeing, but every day, I must admit, I'm curious. I'm eager. I love it when a liberal comes out and is accused by this because here they are for, you know, looking to pin everything they can on Republicans, and it's coming back to backfire. There are a lot of things that are coming back to backfire. One of them is maybe Bob Mueller's investigation. He should be investigated into himself as more news comes out about his relationship with China and the Clinton cartel, Russia and the Clinton cartel. But are there signs here that the Trump-Russia collusion investigation in and of itself may be coming to an end? And if it does, they'll go to taxes. They'll go to anything they can with Donald Trump. They'll try to fish up some old photos and I'm sure there's stuff out there. I don't know if it's in photograph form or anything else. I have no doubt that Trump has not engaged in some acts that may not appeal to the public. But you got to have the proof, and you can't go ahead and prosecute, indict, do anything until you've got the proof. The only ones who can do that are the Democrats, and it's perfectly okay for them to do just about anything. I'm seeing all the people coming on the left coming to the defense of Al Franken. How can you come to the defense of a pervert like that? It's just and a comedian who was never funny. His one successful book, I think, was Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Liar. I wouldn't even pick up the book to look at its cover. And we're seeing a lot of this occurring right now, and I think that we're recognizing, and if it took Hollywood to bring this out, that's fine with me, because this is going to be spreading through all kinds of businesses and corporations and everywhere. And you know what we all do is often we project. We put ourselves in the mind of someone who's in that position. And even though I'm 100% male, I put myself in the mind of an attractive female who goes along to a garage to get her car. It is frightening. Even my wife said to me the other day, she said, "Where are you going?" She said, "I will never walk between, you know," and I wasn't with her. "Where were you going?" She said, I was walking to some mall, but she will never walk, and my daughters know, never walk between cars that are parked in a parking lot. And I'm sitting here thinking, my God, being a woman has got to be like 1,000 times more difficult than being a man. Everything you have to think of, looking attractive enough but not seductive in order to attract the opposite sex and get their hormones up so some of them just go over the edge. It's a nutty world, and I think right now this is excellent, that we're going to be forced to observe the laws of this land. And if there's one thing that's right near the top of my list that I absolutely abhor, being a father of two girls, is any illegitimate, well, I guess I don't have to say illegitimate, it becomes redundant, any discrimination against women, I find absolutely despicable. And even before I got married, when I had a business, it would always be, if all things being equal, I always chose the female over the male. But if it wasn't for the purposes that Charlie Rose has done, I just found them to be more focused, more competent, and mostly easy to get along with. But that's just kind of a sideline here. So I said during the course of this conversation, and I'll pick it up later on in the show, that Bob Mueller, I think, may be abandoning the Trump-Russia collusion investigation. And what I find is amazing, with new news every day, I mean, every day, if you do what I have to do, or if you're a newspaper writer or a reporter, television commentator, you have to know what's going on every day, because yes, it's like yesterday's horse race results don't do you any good today. You have to know what's going on in that particular day. So the relevance is in stories that don't disappear, like these sex scandals, which I think are going to just become more and more and more prevalent, real or not. And some of these graphic details, I mean, the details against Charlie Rose, he admitted it. He had no choice. When they got you, you admit it. And you always apologize for being caught, not for doing it. All right, more when we come back. We'll be right back.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618.
888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard, co-author of The 1 Minute Manager and all kinds of fun leadership and management books. I've been interviewed by Stu Taylor a number of times, and I always look forward to it. He's really well prepared, he asks good questions, and it's just a fun dialogue with him because he's a tremendous learner. So I would recommend to you, any time with Stu is worth it.
All right, we are back, and a subject that should it's a good segue from the last subject, and it's for men, women, children. If you want to get an early start, the name of the book is Start, Love, Repeat: How to Stay in Love with Your Entrepreneur in a Crazy Startup World. The book is written by Dorcas Chang Tozen, an award-winning writer, editor, and speaker. And she writes the personal effects column for Inc.com, which covers how startup life impacts marriage, family, and personal living. She also regularly contributes to Christianity Today and its award-winning blog, Hermeneutics. She lives in San Francisco, and the book is published by Center Street, a division of Hachette. And paperback. And welcome. The book has just come out. Great title. Nice to have you on, Dorcas.
Thanks, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Well, there's always that tremendous balance that people try to achieve between work and personal lives. And then there's an inside challenge in the work atmosphere as to whether you want to go with a conventional life with no risk involved. That doesn't define an entrepreneur. Or in many cases, startups. How do people come to the conclusion? Is it like one size does not fit all, or are there some general conclusions people can come to as to whether to embark on this journey?
Well, I think for a lot of entrepreneurs, it's something in their blood that they can't get out of their system. They just have this innate desire to start something new, to be creative, to invent things, to innovate, to try to make things better, to try to change things on a really big scale. So for some folks, they almost can't help themselves. They just get very, very restless if you put them in a more traditional job. That being said, you know, I think there are a lot of very practical concerns that people need to consider if they do want to start up a business. The financial concern is a huge one. It on average takes about $30,000 to start up a new business. And what I write about a lot are the personal costs to it. So it is exciting and it's great to pursue your ambitions and your dreams, but it's extraordinarily stressful and it takes a huge toll on your relationships and your family. And to just go into that with eyes wide open, knowing that it's not going to be all fun and games, but it's a very serious commitment to try to start your own business.
How many startups are incorporated? How many startups are there in a year? And what are the statistics on survival? I mean, I know I've heard one in five. It's not one in five. It's got to be more like one in 10. And I don't know how you define a survival in terms of length of time. Does that mean you've lasted 3 years, 5 years, 8 years?
Yeah, well, it's more like one in 10. And there was a recent report that came out a couple of years ago from Y Combinator, which is one of the most respected startup incubators in Silicon Valley. And even for them, their success rate was, I think, around 9%, even though they were very, very selective about which startups that they worked with. It often takes a business 6 to 7 years just to become an established firm. And so those first few years are really precarious. A lot of businesses don't make it. But people keep trying because I think it's worth it and they love what they're doing. And so the number that I've heard is that 500,000 Americans try to start a business every month, actually. And of course, you know, not all of them are doing this full time. They may be doing it on the side. They may be having a couple of things going on at the same time. But there are a lot of people who are trying to start up something new.
What's the average age of an individual, male or female? And I'm happy to see there are more and more participants from the female population. What's the average age of a startup?
It actually is 40. So I think many of us kind of stereotype entrepreneurs as the really young 20-something, you know, just out of college. But the average age of somebody starting a business for the first time, it's 40. And so these questions of how it affects your own financial stability, your family, your children, they're very relevant for these people because they, you know, they already have a life and now they are risking a lot of things in order to do this.
I've been around a while. I've seen a lot of people who engage in startups, form companies, and they can't wait to form a partnership. I some of the advice my father gave me years ago, and he gave me the greatest advice. He says, and it doesn't mean that it's 100% right. He said, don't have a partner if you can do it yourself. Then there are people who start up and they get partners, not with complementary skills, but with the same skills. But they're so enthralled with the idea of having their friend or someone join in who can't make whose contribution may be diametrically opposed, which could be great, or the same. What's your advice on partnerships?
I think that entrepreneurs actually really struggle with loneliness. Because it's so much responsibility. It's such a huge burden. And so if you are able to find a partner, I think that that's a great idea. Just to have somebody to talk with, to strategize with, to share the load with. But I agree with you that you need to be extremely thoughtful about who that person is. And it is the case that sometimes, you know, siblings or friends will go into a business partnership together and it ends up harming the relationship in the long term. And so I don't know that that is reason enough to work with someone. I think it does need to be someone who really shares the same passion, the same vision, and has complementary skills so that, you know, you guys can take on different aspects of the business. And but also I think somebody who will challenge you and help you to see things in a different way, to rethink ideas and try to make things better. And there are actually a lot of spouses that work together as well. And sometimes that works really well and sometimes that doesn't. And I think it's a lot of these same principles. Do you have complementary skills? Are you willing to challenge one another in healthy ways? Are you willing to talk with one another and work through conflict well? And so those are all things that spouses and friends and siblings and whoever will need to consider if they want to go into business together.
Now, you did a lot of research on this with other entrepreneurs and marriage, family, therapists, et cetera. How, and I know you can't give this simple answer. We've got 2 minutes and then I'm going to hold you over for another segment. But how do you resolve the situation? One is, you know, with a marriage, with a partner in a marriage that which should be your only, which should be your only real partner in life, from my perspective, but where you're trying to get a balance in, like you do or should do in every marriage. If you have issues on religion or anything else, discuss them before the marriage. And if you know you're going to start your own business, you should discuss that with your special other as well. How does that fit into this book?
Oh, communication is absolutely essential. I think one of the challenges, so I interviewed about 70 different entrepreneurial couples. And one of the themes that emerged when I was talking to the spouses in particular is the sense of disempowerment of, you know, somebody else is making these huge life decisions that are really impacting me. And I don't necessarily feel like I have a say in it. I feel like I'm just kind of swept up in this tsunami. And so I think in order to maintain a healthy relationship, it is incumbent for the entrepreneur, if there's only one in the relationship, to bring in his or her significant other into those conversations. So that question of whether or not we should even start a business, is now the right time? Do we have the money to do it? Do we feel like our relationship is in a good enough, stable enough place where we can work through the stress and the conflict that is inevitably going to come up? So those are things that you really will want to talk through with your partner before doing it. Sometimes it's the case that people don't know that they want to start a business until you're already into the marriage. And at that point, you know, you need to have that same conversation of, you know, does this make sense for us? Can we do it now? And there will be compromises.
Let's pick this up after a break. This is Stu Taylor. Rejoining us will be Dorcas Chang Tozen, the book Start, Love, Repeat.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Michael Savage, and I want to thank Stu Taylor for having interviewed me regarding my new book, Trickle Up Poverty.
Rejoined with Dorcas Chang Tozen, and I want to spell the last name. It's Chang, that's easy, hyphen T-O-Z-U-N. The book is Start, Love, Repeat, How to Stay in Love with Your Entrepreneur in a Crazy Startup World, and it is published by Center Street, and highly recommend this book. I think it's important for everyone. I mean, you could say, who's the book for? Well, the book is for really anyone who I assume the book is for everyone. Everybody likes to write a book that's for everyone, but certainly anyone who's interested in a startup business and the families involved. So I see it, Dorcas, is kind of a two-pronged thing. Number one, how do you maintain a relationship of, let's say, homeostasis between married couples embarking on this? Because that's not always easy to do, and how do you build a marriage? I mean, how do you build a business? And speaking of that, what did you go through with your husband who has his own business, in terms of working out the kinks beforehand?
You know, we didn't do a good job of working out the kinks beforehand, to be really honest. So he started his business about 10 years ago. We had been married for 2 years at the time, and honestly, we had no idea what we were getting into. He had this idea of providing solar-powered solutions for families without access to electricity in developing countries, and we just thought, wow, that's great. Let's do it. And we were pretty young. We were in our mid-20s at the time, didn't have kids. Thankfully, we weren't risking a lot because we were, you know, pretty fresh in our careers. And but then we ended up moving overseas. We ended up delaying having children. We have both wrestled with burnout and anxiety and exhaustion just because it's been so intense. And so to some extent, I wrote this book because I didn't want other couples to have to go through what we did. I mean, it was trial by fire for us. But I wish I had known what I was getting into. I wish I had known what questions to ask beforehand. And so that's a lot of what my book covers is, you know, what is it really like to be married to an entrepreneur, and what can you expect, and what are the challenges that you'll need to work through?
So let's assume an individual, and it's always a couple if you marry, because I believe you're in it together. What are some basic tips? I hate doing this, but like 1, 2, 3, 4 in terms of wanting to develop a business, like the first one, like your husband having a passion to do something that would satisfy a great need. I mean, perfect reason to go into a business. Assuming that people meet that component, and then they want to move on to step two, 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'll get into an issue or two on that. What are those steps?
Yeah, well, I think that clarity of vision and passion is a great first place to start. It's kind of remarkable that there are something like a third of entrepreneurs start a business without actually having an idea of what they're doing. They just want to start a business. But if you have that sense of purpose and that sense of mission, that's essential. And if you're married, you need to bring your spouse into that purpose. So my husband, one thing that he did do well was he sat me down and he pitched to me almost like I was a VC. You know, he explained to me why he believed in this business, why he thought it was viable, why he thought it was a good decision for him to go into it. And so he got my buy-in from the very beginning. And I think that if you have a family, that's essential because they're going to be making sacrifices for the business as well. And so they also need to understand why it's important and feel good about those sacrifices, that it's worth it for them. And then once you have that, then, you know, I think this is fairly basic, but, you know, you want to make a plan. You want to lay out your strategy. You want to figure out, you know, who are the partners.
With an exit strategy, by the way.
Yes. Although, you know, I think that that can be flexible. And there are some entrepreneurs who want to start a business that's more like a lifestyle business, right? Like they just want to do something that they enjoy that can support their family. And they see themselves potentially doing that for a number of years. And I think that that's just as viable as well. It really depends on what kind of experience you want, what you want to get out of being an entrepreneur.
Let's have you talk about the best way to do this. If you can bootstrap it, bootstrap it. I don't believe in going to family for money. I try to keep the two separate. Then there's angel investing, of course, and venture capital, and not easy to get. And if you do get, let's say, a venture capitalist group to take it, they're likely going to want a certain amount of control and a large piece of the company. I don't know, pick a number, 60%. How do you make these decisions?
I think it really depends on what kind of business you want to build. So my husband and his co-founders, they knew from the beginning that they had a huge market with a huge opportunity. So there's 1.3 billion people in the world who still don't have access to electricity. And so they knew that it wasn't going to be possible to build a business at that scale just from their own resources or from a small bank loan. And so they knew that they needed venture capital funding. And they started with some angels. They started with some business plan competitions that they won and got that initial seed funding. And then once you get some funding, it's much easier to go to investors to ask for bigger amounts of money. So if you want to build a business at scale and that's your vision, you almost have to, unless you're independently wealthy, you almost have to go to VCs to get their support. And yeah, there is some give and take. You know, they're going to have some say over the company. They're going to want a seat on the board. But that's why you are very thoughtful about who the investors are that you work with, because you want somebody that shares your vision, that supports what you want to do, and that believes in you as a leader, as a manager, and isn't going to, you know, step all over your toes, but will let you do what you feel like you need to do. But if you're not working at that scale, if you don't have that goal, then yeah, I think it is a lot simpler to maybe get a loan from the bank or to use your own assets to find a partner who has some financial investment that they can put in.
All right.
That makes it a lot simpler, but yeah.
Thank you very much. It depends on
what they're looking for.
Just about out of time. Thanks for a stimulating interview. Start, love, repeat. How to stay in love with your entrepreneur in a crazy startup world. Dorcas Chang Tozen. Been a pleasure. I want to thank you, Dorcas. I want to thank our listening audience. See you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.